AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Republican reaction has not been positive to the Iran nuclear deal.
With all due respect, you guys have been bamboozled.
Idaho Republican James Risch is on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Secretary of State John Kerry says the critics who say the U.S. should have held out for a better deal are wrong.
It isn't a, quote, better deal. Some sort of unicorn arrangement involving Iran's complete capitulation. That is a fantasy, plain and simple.
The Iran nuclear deal will take effect unless Congress blocks it. Police in Los Angeles say a man whose body was in his car decomposing for about 2 weeks had 1,200 guns, 6 tons of ammunition, other weapons, and cash in his home. Police don't know who the man is or what he was planning to do. Campaigning in West Columbia, South Carolina, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton praised the removal of the Confederate flag from the statehouse grounds.
I think it is essential that we all stand up and say loudly and clearly, yes, Black lives matter.
Clinton also talked about a criminal justice system that treats Blacks more harshly than whites. David Bruck has been hired to represent South Carolina church shooting suspect Dylan Roof. Bruck has represented Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev and Susan Smith, the South Carolina mother sentenced to life for drowning her two sons. A report from the Government Accounting Office says no evidence has been found that the Internal Revenue Service improperly audited any political or religious groups. But lax oversight there increases the risk these groups could be unfairly targeted for audits. Harley-Davidson is recalling more than 185,000 motorcycles in the U.S. Saddlebags can come loose and fall off, increasing the risk of a crash. The Dow is down 100 points. This is AP Radio News. There are reports the NFL hasn't responded to a proposal by the Players Union in the Tom Brady deflated football case.
The NFL Players Union proposed a settlement on Tom Brady's 4-game suspension last week, but has not gotten a response from the NFL. A person familiar with the proposal tells the Associated Press the offer was met with silence. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the offer was confidential. There is no timetable on when Commissioner Roger Goodell will rule on the quarterback's appeal. Several media reports indicated the union proposal called for Brady paying a large fine, but with no suspension. This is Jack Briggs.
McDonald's has seen a drop-off in customers. Profits have dropped 13% in the second quarter. Sales fell at established restaurants for the seventh straight quarter. McDonald's is up against changing eating habits and intense competition. Sales rose for the quarter at Taco Bell, Chipotle, and Dunkin' Donuts. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.